On today's Kids Corner...
Just not good at anything, Dad. Oh, of course you are, Maury.
Maury's self-esteem is low, but he has to face his fears when he's picked to go against Skink in a contest.
Oh, yeah.
But I get sick when I'm in front of a crowd.
Will Maury rise to the challenge or give in to his fears?
My friends.
Oh, I hope he doesn't pass out.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's Monday morning in Tureen. Now, some people look at that as the beginning of a long week, but not Maury's dad. To him, it's the beginning of new opportunities.
Oh, I love Mondays. Aren't Mondays great, Maury? Yeah, Mondays are great, Dad. Well, just think of all the great things that are going to happen to us today. I'm going to go to work and do a job I love. Yeah, and I get to go to school and find new ways to not fit in. Maury, I'm surprised at you. What brought that attitude on? Well, I've been doing some thinking, and I'm just not like any of the other kids. They all have other interests and stuff.
What stuff?
Well, they're better at things than me. I mean, I don't play basketball like the other kids. I'm not real good at video games. If I laugh when I'm drinking milk, it comes out my nose.
That happens to me, too. Oop, see?
I'm just not good at anything, Dad.
Oh, of course you are, Maury.
Like what?
Well, you get good grades.
Other kids do better.
You know all kinds of obscure trivia.
Well, that means I know lots of stuff nobody else cares about.
Maury, you are good at all kinds of things. You just don't realize it yet.
What does that mean?
It means that we don't always know what we're good at when we're 10 years old. If I did what I thought I was good at when I was 10, I wouldn't be doing anything.
Good, then you know how I feel.
Yeah, I suppose I do. Oop, there goes the milk again.
Oh, yeah, some cereal, too. Oh, and... Yuck.
Maury didn't feel any better as he walked to school.
Hey, Maury!
He didn't even notice Liz running toward him.
Maury! Hello, Earth to Maury.
Huh? Oh, hi, Liz.
Wow, Maury. I was starting to think that maybe the pod lizard's got a hold of you and turned you into a zombie. Again.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Last time I saw you like this was when you lost your copy of Meteor Man number 8
for... The introduction of Comic Boy.
Yeah, for 12 minutes.
I forgot I hid it under my bed.
So, what's going on?
Nothing, I guess.
Oh, no. Here comes Skink.
Oh, man.
Hey, Clumptones. Does your face hurt?
No.
Cause it's killing me.
Oh, man. Oh,
I gotta remember that one.
All right, the last time I heard that joke, I fell off my dinosaur, not laughing.
I don't get it.
Out of the way, kiddies!
Oh.
Hey, watch it, Snipe.
Are you okay, Liz?
Yeah, I'll survive. You know, Skink, I thought you were bad, but your brother is 10 times worse.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Later that morning, Miss Waddle had a surprise for her class.
Everybody put your books down. We're going to take a test.
A test?
Miss Waddle?
On a Monday?
Oh, yeah. We haven't even had a chance to study.
Yeah, come on.
It's not that kind of a test, Maury. What? This is a test to study your natural aptitude.
What? Our natural whooptitude? What?
Your natural aptitudes are the things that you are good at.
Oh, that's everything. Okay.
When you learn what those things are, you will have a better idea what you will want to be when you get older.
I know. Oh,
okay. I don't mean to be difficult, Miss Waddle, but don't we have a few years yet to figure this out?
Of course, Liz. Nobody is forcing you to make a decision right now.
Okay.
But don't you want to know what you're naturally good at?
I sure do. I'm kind of afraid the answer.
You don't need to be. Here you go. Take one and pass them on.
Okay.
The test was multiple choice, fill in the dots, and the 50 questions were different from anything they'd ever seen before, at least in school.
When choosing a movie, would you rather see A, a chick flick, B, an action movie, C, a cop drama, D, a sci-fi thriller? This is a real test?
Most of the students took their time to answer the questions carefully and accurately, but Skink completed his quickly and handed it in after only a few minutes.
Thanks, Miss Waddle. This was fun.
6 minutes, 18 seconds. I think that's a new record, Skink.
Yeah.
Maury took the longest, using the full 45-minute time limit to take the test.
Here, Miss Waddle, I passed.
This isn't a pass or fail test, Maury. It's a test about your life.
Oh, then I've definitely failed.
It wasn't until recess that the kids got to talk to each other about the strange test.
All it did is ask our opinions and what we liked and didn't like.
Yeah. You think we need to remember any of that?
Well, what do you mean?
What?
I mean, is that stuff going to be on any other exams?
Maury, I don't think that was the point.
I wonder how I scored, though. I mean, those questions were so weird.
Yeah.
Do you prefer watching televised sports or reading a book? I mean, how do you get that question wrong?
Are you guys still talking about that dumb test? It doesn't count for anything.
Oh, so how do you think you did on it, Skink?
Yeah, you were done in no time.
I took one look at that test and knew it wasn't going to count for much. I just filled in a bunch of dots.
I hardly even
read the question.
Skink!
Well, a natural aptitude, who needs it?
The next day, after the tests had been computed, Miss Waddle divided her class into several different groups.
Now, in this group, Gerald, Teddy, Cammy, and Buddy. In this group over here, Liz, Melody, Chester, and Herbie.
Where am I going?
In this corner, Micah, Lucille, Jerry, Lacey, and Trudy.
I want to be in that group.
Curiouser.
And in this group, Maury.
Oh, boy.
And Skink.
What?
Maury and me? You're kidding, right?
No. You and Maury are in a group all by yourselves.
Now, what gives?
Miss Waddle divided the rest of the class into their groups. Kids who seemed to have nothing in common ended up together. Then Miss Waddle went around the room, giving out the test results. She started with Liz's group.
Your group showed an aptitude for deductive reasoning.
Oh, cool.
The study suggests law enforcement would be appropriate for you.
I have to say, Miss Waddle, that is not much of a surprise to me.
I've arranged for your group to spend time with Officer Dudley of the Turin Police Department.
Oh, that's awesome.
Except for you, Liz.
Wait, I don't get to go with Officer Dudley?
I know that you've already done some detective work.
Well, yeah, but...
So, I've arranged for you to spend some time with an actual private detective.
Oh, whoa, that's awesome!
Next, Miss Waddle met with Lucille's group.
Your group showed skills that lean towards creative writing and art.
Oh, yeah.
I know that doesn't surprise you, Lucille.
No, not really.
Since you already write for the Turin Gazette.
Oh, yeah, it's right up my alley.
I've arranged it with your editor so that you will get credit for an investigative study of his choice.
All right!
After giving assignments to the rest of Lucille's group, Miss Waddle visited Maury and Skink.
What do you think your natural aptitudes are?
Sports?
Highly doubtful.
Well, what do you think it is?
I think I'd make a good monk.
A monk?
I mean, you know, could go off and live on the top of a mountain and not have to deal with everyone all the time.
Sounds good for you, but that doesn't sound fun for me.
I think you're selling yourself short, Maury.
What do you mean?
Your tests show that you have a natural aptitude for political science.
What? You're kidding, right?
You mean like being a politician and making speeches?
There's much more to it than that, Maury. Making speeches is only one of the things that politicians do.
But I get sick when I'm in front of a crowd.
Yeah, he'll give the first Technicolor speech.
That's not at all funny, Skink.
Oh.
So what do we have to do for this assignment, Miss Waddle?
First, you'll be meeting with a former city council person.
Oh, what's that?
Someone who works in local government, specifically the town of Turin. She'll give you an idea of what her job was all about.
Campaigns and speeches?
And passing laws.
Hey, then I could get the laws passed that I want.
I don't know.
What's the problem, Maury?
I just don't think the test can be accurate. I'm not suited for this kind of thing. I can't influence people.
Oh, I can.
I'm going to stand by the results of the test, Maury. I think you should give it a try. You may surprise yourself.
So, that's all we have to do? Meet with this, city council person?
No, there's more. On Friday, the two of you are going to hold a debate.
Huh?
Then the class will vote on who made the more convincing case.
Oh, yeah. I think I got this one locked up.
We'll see.
What's the subject of the debate?
Lunch. Hot or cold, which is better? Skink, you will be making the case that hot lunch is better than cold lunch.
Yes.
Maury, you will be making the case that cold lunch is better than hot lunch.
How are we supposed to do that?
First, talk to the former city council person. Then do research that supports your side of the debate.
Well, research I can do.
All right, boys. I'm looking forward to your debate.
Me too.
Oh, wowie kazowie.
You go down, Clumptoes.
Later that afternoon, Lucille paid a visit to her editor at the newspaper, Mr. Hyde.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Yeah.
What kind of world are we living in?
Hmm?
Juvenile delinquents. Everywhere you look. JDs. I came out of my house this morning. My car windows were all soaked up. I mean, what's going on in this world?
So what did you want me to write about?
I want you to look into this upswing of pranks, jokes, and shenanigans going on in Tureen.
Oh.
I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate it one bit.
Okay.
Get to the bottom of it, Lucille.
Yes, sir.
Meanwhile, Liz was going to meet his connection, a private detective named Dexter Spode.
Mr. Spode?
Call me Dex. You must be Lizarardo Lacerta.
Yeah, that's me. You can call me Liz.
All right, Liz. So you're going to be spending some time with me, eh?
Yeah.
Learning a little bit about the private detective business?
Looks like it.
Mm-hmm. Top notch. I don't have much going on right now, but, spoke too soon. Hold on. Dex Spode. Huh? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, that's fine, Mrs. Helgenberger Baum. No, really. Usually I don't take missing cat jobs, but seeing as I'm breaking in a new junior partner this week, I'll be happy to take your case.
Oh, junior partner? Cool.
At the same time, Maury and Skink were at Big Daddy-O's.
Does it seem kind of strange to you that we're meeting a former city council person at a soda shop? I wonder who it is.
Hey there, Maury, Skink.
Granny Gecko?
You're the former council person?
Oh, and does that surprise you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, little,
okay.
But I'm glad it's someone we know.
Well, I'm going to get to tell you what politicians do.
Yeah, something like that.
Good, because that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Now, a politician's job is to represent the people who live in his or her district, and they listen to what those people have to say and decide on a course of action that represents their desires.
And then they get to do whatever they want.
No, only the bad ones, Skink.
Aww.
A good representative will never betray the people they represent.
Well, that must get pretty tough at times.
Yeah.
Politicians need to always be honest, and they need to have integrity. Now, do you know what that means?
No.
Well, it means that others can always trust them. They won't take advantage of their constituents.
Oh, I get it.
Whatever.
Now, I understand you two are going to have a debate in your classroom on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't speak in front of others. I don't even know how or where to begin.
Oh, well, being able to adequately debate is a skill you will need to have. You'll need to poll the class to see what their preferences are.
What?
Research the subject. See what's best for the students and then present it to them.
Oh.
They will decide which argument is better based on what you tell them.
Wowie kazowie.
I can't wait to uncork this volcano.
Oh,
that's a mixed metaphor.
Yeah, whatever.
The next day, while Miss Waddle's students were each working on their projects, Maury was doing research for the debate, both outside and inside the school.
Lucille, why do you bring your own lunch rather than eat hot lunch?
All day long, whether in class or out on the playground, Maury was determined to gather as much information as he could.
Hey, Spike, what's your favorite cold lunch food?
But whenever Maury saw Skink, he was just standing around with his iguana buddies. He didn't seem to be doing any research at all.
What does he know that I don't?
It's time to start thinking about the traditions we teach our children during the holidays. What fun things do you do as a family each Christmas? In what ways do you retell the Christmas story to your family every year? As you anticipate and plan for Advent and Christmas, why not start some new traditions and check out the Kids Corner's Christmas collection with all our free Advent, Christmas, and New Year resources. We've got crafts, devotions, activities, and audio drama podcasts that will entertain your family and help tell the important story of the first Christmas. On Christmas Day, you can read the KC Special Christmas Devotional together. So check out the Kids Corner's Christmas collection at kidscorner.net. It's all free, and it's for you. May God bless you during this special season.
Maury was still thinking about his research as he walked home that afternoon.
Maury! Hey, Maury!
Skink, what do you want?
I want to get a copy of your information.
What information?
Well, the surveys you've been taking, all the questions you've been asking.
But, Skink, that's my information. You need to get your own.
I've been busy. Come on, give it to me.
But I've been working really hard on this.
Maury, give me the research.
But, Skink...
Maury!
Listen, I'll work with you on this, but I'm not going to give you all the information I worked so hard for.
Fine! But you sound like a politician already.
I do? Huh. Great.
After checking in at home, Maury walked over to Skink's house to see if he wanted to work on the debate.
Who are you?
Huh? Me? Maury. Maury Clumptoes.
What do you want?
I'm here to see Skink.
Figures. Hey, Stink! Your girlfriend is here!
Actually, I am a boy.
Clumptoes.
See you girls later.
Oh, beat it, Snipe.
Nice guy.
Oh, he's a creep.
Yeah, well, I want to talk to you about our debate.
What about it?
Well, you know, we only have a couple of days to put this whole thing together.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to give me your notes.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do that.
Well, then what are you here for?
We have to go over the rules, the procedures.
What's there to know?
Well, quite a bit.
Then you try to talk, then I win. End of debate. Now, if you're not going to give me your notes, then beat it, okay?
Well, how about if I help you with your research, just to make it fair?
Now, I work best alone. Besides, I could debate you tonight and still beat you.
You, huh?
You heard me. Look, I'm all ready for this.
You are?
If there's one thing I'm really good at, it's finding the opposite point of view of everyone else.
You're right about that.
Okay, then. Now do us both a favor and leave me alone.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Liz and Dex were parked outside Mrs. Helgen Burgerbaum's house.
Shouldn't we be looking for fingerprints or paw prints or something?
You need to be patient, Liz.
Ow.
Patience is the most important part of being a detective. Most of your time will be spent either waiting or doing research.
Well, have you ever chased bad guys across the rooftops or hung onto a helicopter as it lifted off?
No.
Have you ever found a missing treasure?
Look, being a detective isn't like it is in the movies or on TV.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, it's still a pretty fun job sometimes, and it takes a very carefully trained mind to do it.
Well, I sure didn't think finding Mrs. Helgenbergerbaum's cat would be so difficult.
This is the meat and potatoes of the detective business.
Hey, Dex, I've got an idea.
Yeah, what's that, Liz?
Well, I have an aunt who used to have a cat.
Uh-huh.
Well, now she has a dog, but she used to have a cat.
Uh-huh.
And every once in a while, he would disappear, too, and there was always one sure way to get him back.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
Well, I can show you, but we have to get something for the mini-mart.
The mini-mart?
Yeah, it's my secret weapon.
Detective Dex and Liz walked over to the mini-mart and purchased Liz's secret weapon, then headed back to the car.
You think this'll do the trick?
Well, it used to work with my aunt's cat every time.
Well, we'll see.
Out of my way!
Hold it, hotshot!
Let me go!
Hey, I know him!
Let's go! Go get the police, Liz!
The police arrived and took Snipe to the station. Detective Dex and Liz followed. While Dex talked with the police, Liz saw a familiar face.
Lucille, what are you doing here?
Oh, I came to interview Officer Dudley. I'm doing an article for the paper about juvenile delinquents. What are you doing here?
Delivering a juvenile delinquent.
What?
Dex grabbed Snipe after he stole something from the mini-mart.
Wow, an actual subject for my article? Do you think Officer Dudley would let me interview him?
All you have to do is ask.
Liz and Dex left the police station and returned to Mrs. Helgen Burgerbaum's house to try out Liz's secret weapon.
A can of cat food? That's your secret weapon?
Yeah, well, if Mr. Snips is like my aunt's cat, I know he should come running any second now.
Huh. Well, Mr. Snips, I presume.
I told you, works every time.
I guess you can teach an old dog or even an old cat new tricks. Good job, my young friend.
Aw, thanks.
I say you earned our commission on this job.
Oh, cool.
Finally, Friday arrived, and it was time to present the projects. Liz told about his success.
And Dex was so happy that we found Mr. Snips that he gave me 30% of the fee.
Wow, that's really neat.
Yeah.
Lucille presented her article on juvenile delinquents, which had been published that morning in the Tureen Gazette.
Mr. Hyde said it was one of the finest articles I've ever written for the newspaper.
Oh,
good job,
Lucille.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Finally, it was time for the big debate between Maury and Skink. Skink spoke first.
Who doesn't like hot food? And it's so, hot, you know? And hotter is always better. Well, unless, of course, it's, you know, like burning hot. I mean, like 1,000 degrees or something. And then you're just playing with fire. In conclusion, I'd say the school hot lunch program is tasty and hot lunch for you.
Here we go. It's Maury's turn.
Yeah, thanks, Gink.
My friends.
Oh, I hope he doesn't pass out.
Yeah.
The lunch that you make yourself is always the best lunch.
Oh, good.
It is a meal that is not only good for you, but is exactly what you want to eat. If you want a ham sandwich, you eat a ham sandwich. If you want grasshopper tort, and who does it?
Oh, yeah.
You have grasshopper tort.
Yeah.
You're not held to the menu that someone you never met and who never met you has chosen for you to eat. My motto, eat what you want to eat.
Thank you, Maury. Thank you, Skink. Now, class, it's time to vote.
Hot lunch.
Oh.
Cold lunch.
Well, it seems the test was correct, Maury. You do show a natural aptitude for politics.
Wow, I do.
And Skink, you've shown us your natural aptitude as well.
Huh.
It's just not for politics.
Oh.
When Maury got home that afternoon, he found his dad working in the garage.
Well, hi, Maury. Did you have a good day at school? I did, actually. I had a really good day. Yeah? What did you learn? I learned that everybody's good at something.
The lesson Maury learned is a good one for all of us to remember. We may think we're not good at anything, but the truth is, we're all good at something. The trick is finding out what it is. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, that God's gifts of grace come in many forms. One person may be a writer, another a detective, and still another a politician. God has given talents to each one of us. Do you know what you're good at? Ask your mom or dad or your grandparents what they think. It's up to you to learn what your gifts are and to use them for God.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank
you. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe.
A boombox.